20-year-old Enrique Sanchez is a 2016 Park City High School graduate. He works part-time at the PC Mark. He also attends Salt Lake Community College studying criminal justice. He's lived in Park City for 18 years, and he was brought here by his parents as a toddler who wanted to create a better life for him and his sister. Last week, President Trump ordered the end of the DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, and urged Congress to pass a replacement before he begins phasing out the protection from deportation in 6 months. Sanchez applied for and received his DACA card in 2013, allowing him to find a job and to pay for college. He's hoping for the best, a Congress that's willing to give him and others in his situation the opportunity to be a citizen of the country they know as home.
I definitely want to see Congress step up and make a move so that these current 800,000 DACA recipients have a pathway to citizenship. And, you know, these people have proven to be top citizens of the U.S. And we're not criminals. We're not anything like that. We're just here to live our life. This is the only life we've known. We're here to study. We're here to make a better future for ourselves and hopefully our families in the future.
While the president has put the onus on Congress to decide the future of these kids and likely a part of a broader overhaul of our country's immigration system, Sanchez is siding with those who say this was a cold-hearted move.
I honestly think that this is a heartless act from this administration to basically pick on these 800,000 students who have done nothing wrong and are just trying to live their life in the country that they know.
The constitutionality of DACA has never been questioned. By phasing it out, the president averted lawsuits from state Republican attorney generals challenging the executive order. Sanchez says that he read something recently that the Department of Homeland Security is urging DACA recipients to use the remaining time on their work permits to prepare and arrange for their departure. He says he's fortunate because if deported, he does have family in Mexico, but he considers himself an American.
That really makes me nervous just because that's kind of telling me these next 2 years that I have left on my work permit are my last 2 years here in the U.S., and I'm ultimately going to have to prepare to return to Mexico, where I do have family, but my family there recognizes that I'm American because I've lived here my entire life. I've grown up next to Americans. I pledge allegiance to the flag every day in school and stuff. They are very happy with us that, you know, we still consider ourselves Mexican because we are. We're Mexican by blood, but we grew up here and we're American as well.
The scary part, he says, is that he's exposed and, like many undocumented immigrants, can't hide in the shadows, hoping they don't get caught.
When we first signed up for DACA, the conditions were that we were to basically give all our personal information and let the government know that we're here illegally. So now that this administration has all of this information, what are they going to do when they learn that our work permit has expired? Are they going to come after us? Are they going to come just for us? Or are they going to go into our homes and take our family?
If the program isn't renewed, he said he would likely return to Mexico with the hopes that one day he could apply for a path to citizenship. He's currently working on his college degree and has some big career goals.
My career goals and my dreams, I've always been to work in law enforcement since I was little. And I'm not going to be able to do that here in the U.S. If I'm not a U.S. citizen, I'm not going to be able to be a police officer or my ultimate goal of the national level, CIA or FBI. So I really have to think about what degree I want to get here in the U.S. If it's criminal justice and I'm going to want to pursue my dreams in Mexico, or if I'm going to have to get something else that will allow me to do better in life in Mexico.
Despite the name-calling of undocumented immigrants, he says it's just not true.
I just want these people to know that we're not criminals, we're not rapists, we're not drug dealers, we're not anything like that. We're your coworkers, we're your friends, we're your neighbors, we're normal people. We're not here to do anything to U.S. citizens that, you know, we consider ourselves American. This program was specifically made for people who are just like me, who all they want to do is go to college, graduate, and have a good education.
That's Enrique Sanchez. If there are any applicants whose cards expire before March 5th, they must renew before October 5th. Mo Hickey, who is helping with the effort, reports that they currently have only funding for 40 students to renew. He says they are continuing to raise money, and if you would like to help, contact him at 435-729-0233. The process, he says, must be completed by September 30th in order to meet all of the deadlines. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.